Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Kansas City. Wake up. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 69, and currently it is 54. Clear skies at the T-Mobile Center.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Random Acts of Kindness Day?
Oh, my grandmother will be proud because today is her birthday.
Aww.
What, 97? Woo, she would have been 97 today, D.
Aw, that's so sweet.
My bro Cash's birthday, but we had an unfortunate passing last night as Jesse Jackson, civil rights icon Jesse Jackson, has passed away at the age of 84. And we'll be talking about that all morning long right here on Hustle and Shine, as well as Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Mm-hmm. She got that legal advice for you coming up at 7:50.
Yeah, and we got your TMG that'll be going down at your 23s. R. Kelly is under investigation. Does this surprise you at all? Not me. And then Faison Love wants to hop in the boxing ring with 50 Cent.
Oh, God. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But D, let's go with some Taco Bell tacos today. We just going to be cheap today. That's what we're going to do.
Whoa, I didn't see this coming.
My bad. Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You will almost always do what you expect yourself to do. So what do you expect of yourself today, this season, this year? Whatever your expectations may have been in the past, you control your expectations going forward. You can raise them, lower them, move them sideways to focus on something different, or keep them the same. Do you expect to walk 3 miles each day? What if you expected yourself to walk 5 or 10, or to swim laps for 45 minutes? Do you expect to read a couple of books this month? What if you expected to read 5 or 8, or to explore a new topic you've never known anything about? Sincerely, consistently expected, and it's highly likely to happen. You are a goal-seeking person, and the goals you take for granted are the ones you'll achieve. The life you live right now is based largely on the life you've come to expect. Set your expectations, and you set your way forward. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 68. Currently, it is 52. Clear skies. Down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Comedian Faison Love says he is taking on a challenge, or at least he wants to take on a challenge, with 50 Cent.
Jackson, you know you ain't built like that, Curtis. Have you ever been in a fight? I take that challenge. I give you some time to think about it. Put it all together. We can just meet in a ring. It could be for charity. Give the money to Children's Hospital.
D, you ever been in a fist fight for real? Like a real, like squabble up situation?
I wouldn't count for what you trying to position it as, no.
So, if you've seen Faison Love lately, he ain't in shape. He's a bigger guy.
Yes.
50 Cent ain't in shape either, for real, for real, yeah. for real. Mm-hmm. but he's in shape enough to get a, you know,
to get active,
a 30-second, you know, squabble up off.
My money would be on 50 Cent anyways. I just
look, man, look. 15 seconds into that squabble, I'm telling
they,
you.
They toe up.
No. Tired. Faison Love is done. All 50 Cent do is got a rope-a-dope for about 15, 20 seconds.
Faison kind of remind me a little bit of Mark Henry for some reason.
Yeah, he ain't probably, he is not that strong. Mm-hmm. He is not as strong as him. So this is, stop. Faison, what are you doing?
I don't know why everybody's trying to fight 50 Cent. I mean, I understand he trolls people.
He's a former
people.
Boxer.
I don't
he
know why.
He box.
I don't know
what
why people keep.
What are y'all doing?
This man got shot. How many times was it? 6, 9? I forgot at this point.
9.
And like, just leave Buddy alone. I get it. He's a troll. Just move on.
Bruh, after about 10 seconds, Faison going, all
right. Like, all right, man.
What'd you say, D?
I'm just saying, all right,
man.
I'm
done. All right,
you know, you not, y'all put y'all hands out like y'all just trying to dap somebody up. Like, all right,
bruh,
it's all good.
15 to 20 seconds in a fight in fisticuffs, that is a long time.
It's a very long
time.
I don't think people realize that.
They don't. People who ain't fought before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You
good luck.
That, 60 seconds is a very long time. So, yeah. Let alone if it's more. So,
and Faison, look, please. He ain't in shape for that.
Other news, R. Kelly is under investigation for possessing a retired warden's phone number at his federal lockup in North Carolina. And he's been placed in isolation for the duration of the probe of the incident, according to his lawyer. Mm. Recently, the warden retired. But before he left, he gave Kelly his cell phone number in case the convicted felon needed to reach out to him to seek advice about the mentor program.
Sure.
So
he trying to get on. He got some beats or something.
Trying to get on is crazy.
He is. They're like, what? It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's R. Kelly. I'm just finna. I don't care if he locked up or nothing. I don't care what he did.
Yeah, that warden.
I'm giving him my CD.
I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go to McDonald's. Nice. Hopefully the McRib is out.
Get your goat, man.
What?
There's so people.
Don't. I'm done. I'm turning my mic off.
That's all you can do.
It's not my goat.
You're a monster.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
Reverend Jesse Jackson, pioneering civil rights activist and racial pathfinder, passed away at the age of 84. Protege of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He had been hospitalized in recent months and was under observation for progressive supreme clear palsy. He died early this morning, surrounded by his family. And according to a statement from his nonprofit social justice organization, the Rainbow Push Coalition, Jackson was what one called an American original. He was born to an unwed teenage mother in Greenville, South Carolina, during the Jim Crow era. Rose became a civil rights icon and groundbreaking politician who had two electrifying presidential runs in the 80s, D. Jackson's dual bids for the Democratic presidential nomination inspired Black America and stunned political observers who marveled at his ability to draw white voters. He was a Black crossover figure long before President Obama at the national stage in the mid-80s, D. So he first rose to national prominence in the 60s. He was a close aide to Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., mm-hmm. And then after King's assassination in 68, Jackson became one of the most transformative civil rights leaders in America, to the chagrin of some of King's aides who thought he was too brash. But his Rainbow Coalition, it was a bold alliance of Blacks, whites, Latinos, Asian Americans, Native Americans, and LGBTQ people. This is in the 80s, y'all. Helped pave the way for a more progressive Democratic Party. So Jackson's vision remade the party, D. Mm-hmm. He was the first presidential candidate to make support for gay rights as major part of his campaign platform. He made a concentrated effort to challenge the Democratic Party's prioritization of white, moderate, middle-class voters. And he also was one of the first presidential nominees to really talk about women's rights, mm-hmm. as well with his campaign. So
Man, one of them ones. He's gone at age 84.
And you mentioned all the impact that Reverend Jackson had. And I remember learning about him when I was in college because I had Black studies as a minor. And I just want to add this, too, to our cousins that are out there listening. Regardless of what generation you were born in, I believe today is a perfect day to do that research of the legacy of Reverend Jackson if you aren't aware. And it also doesn't hurt to revisit some of his impact because sometimes you forget. Just like you mentioned Operation Push, which was later the Rainbow Coalition, the expanded voter registration efforts, all of those things. I know today we're grieving a leader, of course. But I think it's a great day to also recognize the doors that Reverend Jackson has opened.
Young America, hold your head high now. We can win. You must never stop dreaming. Face reality, yes, but don't stop with the way things are. Dream of things as they ought to be. You can make it. Hold your head high. Stick your chest out. You can make it. It gets dark sometimes, but the morning comes. Don't you surrender. Suffering breeds character. Character breeds faith. In the end, faith will not disappoint. You must not surrender. You may or may not get there, but just know that you are qualified and you hold on and hold out. We must never surrender. America will get better and better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive on tomorrow night and beyond. Keep hope alive. I love you very much.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
So, Dee, yesterday, you talked to Mayor Lucas about the KCPD budget and, you know, things that's been going on with that department. Well, a Kansas City police officer who has been at the center of several lawsuits during his tenure has agreed to resign from KCPD. A newly released settlement agreement shows Blaine Newton, now a former Kansas City police officer, has resigned after years of legal disputes with no criminal charges tied to his alleged actions as an officer. So the department did not mention allegations regarding deadly force in the settlement. The family of a man shot and killed in 2020. It was filed a federal lawsuit claiming excessive force by Newton. He was also listed as a defendant in a wrongful death lawsuit filed in connection with the shooting deaths of two people in 2023. Mm-hmm. He was not criminally charged in the case, but similarly, a statement from Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson, who we talked to her about this last week. She did not mention Newton by name, but the wrongful death lawsuit listed him as a police officer involved. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Get him up out of here.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. How many more are like this in the department? That's just what I'm wondering. They can't handle the budget and they asking for more money. And,
mm-hmm. And I understand they need funds. I get it. But at the same time, the citizens need to feel trust that they can trust you all. Facts. It's a two-way street. We want you to have the resources you got, but we want to make sure that the people that are taxpaying citizens, law-abiding citizens, are not going to get killed.
And treated fairly because...
Treated fairly, that's what it is.
The young Black man, Tyree, he had a settlement of almost $1 million. So, you know, and then the settlements have been a part of the budgeting issues with KCPD. So, there's just... You know, I talked to Mayor Lucas about the cultural things that's going on there, and they just got to straighten some stuff up, man, for real.
Yeah. Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jams.
Man, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. And you're listening the traditional way through your car on 71 Highway, 435, 29.
Slow down.
Wherever you're going in Kansas. For real, slow down. Wherever you're going in Kansas City, we love and appreciate you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you so much because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to Stacey Davis, sending over some love. Shout out to Rich Harris, as always. Mrs. J.W. Jones Memorial Chapel Funeral Home staff, we appreciate you all. Shout out to Terrell and Teshna Domes, Kane. That was sent over. Somebody said to my man, Kane. Thank you, baby, for everything you do. I love you. That was, it says, love Manny.
Sound like a little
love
begging.
You to the moon and back. Always and forever. You in the doghouse or something?
That's a hint of begging right there, boy.
Right.
Go on, get it.
Cheyenne, Makia, and the Sorrells family, Britney Spears. I don't know if you mean the real Britney Spears.
Yikes.
Or we got another real Britney Spears in Kansas City. Anastasia Jackson, the Kirkwood and Solomon family, and Brooke, seventh grader. We appreciate you. Shout out to the youngest.
You know it. Brandon Blake, appreciate you, man. D, you okay over there?
Yeah, just send us some love. I'm trying to check and make sure we ain't got no more no more cousins on the... Oh, there we go. We got some on Facebook, too. Carver Harris.
Oh.
Let me see. Henrietta Clark, Kiara Jenkins, and Marcus Hearn. Now that's it.
Appreciate
that's
y'all, cousins.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 68. Currently 54, partly cloudy skies at Lincoln Prep. 106 in Sports is officially canceled, unfortunately, after 8 episodes. The show was led by former NFL star Cam Newton and Ashley Moss. But Cam's also in the news, at least some of the blog pages right now, because a recent interview he had with Lex P and Dre Nicole, who have their own podcast, Poor Minds, very popular, is going viral right now because for some strange reason, he asked them to give their honest opinion about his relationship.
You put 2 babies in her.
Yeah.
What else do you need? Right. Y'all in a house together?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. What else?
Yeah.
I know that girl want to get married.
She does.
So marry her.
Just because they have 2 kids together, to me, is not a reason to just go ahead and get married if
but
he not ready, because then he going to be an ain't
me. I mean, but a baby is a bigger commitment than a marriage is.
No, it's not. No, it's what?
What's
marriage?
Not?
Marriage is the number one priority and the number one commitment
priority.
In your life. No,
yes.
The marriage
should be a priority. Yes.
The marriage comes first before everything.
I don't think that's what the point was that was made. The point is people rather make commitments to having a kid and having a lifelong tie with people, but they're not willing to marry those people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
big problem though.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Everybody has their own steps at this day and age.
She's right though. Like, you should not get married just because you got kids or whatever.
Facts. But don't do that.
Look, man, just figure out how to love your girl, man. You gotta figure it out. If
yeah.
you want to. You
yeah.
think Cam wants to figure that out?
I don't know. He should have figured that out before he did with Hey, listen. Another conversation for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is torn online following this roundtable discussion featuring actor Clifton Powell, where Clifton admitted that it has taken him a little while to really understand the concept of love, citing he's had limited examples from his life.
I am 69, I'll be 70 in March. I've just learned how to love. Our parents know how to love, their parents know how to love. And if I could say anybody maybe had an edge, it was the women. That's why I celebrate Black women.
You know, you can only say that for so long. Black women are tired. And, you know, kind of like putting onto them, everybody in here, several people have talked about going to counseling. Have that upon yourself. Stop waiting for a woman to tell you what you need to do. Take that upon yourself.
How are you supposed to know you go to counseling? You don't know, fam. You literally have no clue. You think the way you've been living is cool, and that's the way that, because you've seen other people do it, you've seen them maybe perhaps be successful from the outside. Maybe it's not so successful on the inside with their own relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, especially as a Black man, dog, we don't know. We trying to survive, dog. We trying to make it. We need some help. But you want us to do all of this and all of that? We got to learn how to do this. So I'm just saying, like, I feel like men, we need to be better learners. And I feel like some women have to take a step into teaching men how to step out of that survival stuff and trying to learn how to love you. It's hard, dog. We don't know.
With what you're saying. Because I think that's how I tell you about music. I don't know certain things because I just don't know them.
Good analogy.
Telling me you don't know, then I have to accept that because that's part of what I've said when it comes to music. And simultaneously, you're not going to know that something might be wrong with you. But that's why it is important to always understand that no matter how old you are, you're not going to know everything. You're not going to get it right. Like, I know that I'm not right all the time. But that's why I've taken steps to do counseling so that I can do those things. Nobody taught me that. My mama didn't do that. But I took the steps to do that. So I understand it's like, it is a level of accountability.
I hate
how I understand too.
I hate how that young man just... And this is what young people have a bad tendency to do. You should have did this and you should have did that. Mm-hmm. Bro, we don't know. Just because you know it now, because the information is there. I don't want to say propaganda on... I don't want to say propaganda. All this information on mental health and all this... Mm-hmm. This was not in existence when I was a kid, let alone mm-hmm. Clifton Powell, 69. Yeah,
I get that.
Like, it just was not a form of emphasis. Mm-hmm. Glad that it is now, because it all helps us be better people.
Yeah, I'm with you when you're right.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
So two teenagers in Olathe say that they were confronted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents Saturday morning near the Walmart off of North 7th Highway, D. One of the teens said that he was taken into custody even though he was a United States citizen. The video shows ICE agents handcuffing and pinning a 19-year-old on the pavement. Brian and Brandon Natterin said that they were heading to the Walmart around 9 a.m. to meet Brian's girlfriend when they were notified that immigration officers were nearby. The brother said that they tried to avoid the ICE officers, but they said that they later stopped to get food in the area when they claimed one of the agents nearly hit them with the vehicle.
Sick.
So, I don't know, D. This seems to be happening more often than not. And then you think about, there was a report yesterday about over $35 billion that ICE is trying to invest in mass facilities, not only in Missouri, but all over the United States. So, man, just cousins, keep your eyes out, man, and just be aware of where you are at all times, for real.
And also, make sure somebody has your location. We'll throw that in there, too.
Good point, D. Yeah.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we are going to be talking about what to do if you get into an accident, but the other person doesn't have insurance. So this is actually a very common incident. Number one, you need to make sure that you keep car insurance because you never know when someone else is not going to have car insurance. In Missouri and in Kansas, you automatically have uninsured motorist coverage. That means that your insurance company stands in the place of the other person that is not insured. You proceed with your insurance company just like they are the other person's insurance company, and you set up the claim the same. A lot of people don't want to do that because they're afraid of their insurance premiums going up, but it does not affect your insurance premiums because you are not at fault. It is an insurance that you pay for. Absolutely use it. A lot of times people are intimidated to do this by themselves. So if you've got questions about personal injury law or any other kind of law, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. Make sure you find a child and you pour into them because one, it's Black History Month, so happy Black History Month. But two, our children are going to be doing something amazing with their lives, but they need your encouragement. Today is also Faith Justice Victory Day on KPRT at 11:30. So make sure to hop on over there. We're going to be having Pastor Arthur Mobley on the line talking about his Black Business Expo. And that's going to be happening on February 21st. And so make sure to tune in. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
I'm up hustling, shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. It's the one and only Murphy Lee. St. Louis is on St. Lunatic. You know what it is. You see me.
This morning, we're thinking about Jesse Jackson as unfortunately passed away at the age of 84. And the Reverend Jesse Jackson, man, I wonder what, because look, D, with younger people in there, and you all have a lot of information at your hands that you've researched, mm-hmm. that you've looked at, you look at documentaries or whatever, but there seems to be a spirit of talking down on our political leaders from the 60s and 70s because of maybe some transgressions they had, maybe some things. But I just want to know, from your point of view, mm-hmm. as a person born in 96, what was your overall viewpoint of Jesse Jackson and who he was?
Well, it was positive. I mentioned earlier how I learned more about our Black history when I went to college. I mean, I went to a predominantly Black school back in my hometown. I learned some of them things. I was that rebellious kid that was always like, Christopher Columbus stole that land. That was me.
That was all of y'all.
Yeah, very pro-Black. And so learning about Reverend Jackson and the things that he contributed to, which is the Operation Push, expanding voter registration, those were the things that I learned in high school. And then in college, I was able to expand on that. So I've always had a positive outlook to his contribution to the civil rights movement.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah. So I've only heard positive things, especially for people my age, too. And I'm 29, so around at 29, 30, I've only ever heard positive things. And so I know today we're grieving and, of course, recognizing all the things that he has helped and impacted.
Two presidential bids in the 80s, man. The way that things are, it's hard for people who wasn't born at that time to see how hard it was to have a presidential nomination as a Black man in the 80s, bro. Mm-hmm. So, he did a lot of things for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Rainbow Coalition, Reverend Jesse Jackson, pioneering civil rights activist and racial pathfinder, passed away at the age of 84. We were always thinking about you on this day, Mr. Jesse Jackson.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 68. Currently 54. Broadly cloudy skies at Village West. Jill Scott made an appearance on NPR's Tiny Desk concert as she's just released a recent album.
Last day, I don't walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark
a conversation. Liberation,
stimulation. Share our situation. Temptation, education.
Say relaxation.
She's starting to sound like Ella Fitzgerald.
No, I'm not able to laugh at that. I'm sorry.
Voice.
You're going to have to play it for
that
me.
That voice is getting a little...
I like what
T-Boz
like the okay, now he's
simulation. She been smoking? What she been doing more than after dark?
She be having a little fun. I love Tiny Desk. I don't know who should do it next. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy Jill did it, and I really hope that when she drops a tour, she comes to Kansas City. That's the only thing I ask. Jill, please. Please, Auntie. You're here.
Oh, stop. Don't do that.
Hey, come on now. Yeah.
That's fine.
Shout out to all the Jill Scott fans out there. We are a collective group. Mm-hmm. Another news. I don't know if you saw this, but Fantasia's husband re-proposed to her in the midst of her concert, but it sounds like her daddy, Fantasia's daddy, is accusing the husband of allegedly swiping some funds.
I love my daughter. I want all her fans to keep her in prayer. Come on stage and put together a cry and this, that, and the other. When I was just told by a financial person that was fired from her account that they were running up on him because there was money missing.
Money missing?
Well, when your daddy's involved.
Where's Mama Joyce when you need her?
Boy. That's Candy's mama.
Yeah.
I knew it. You don't want her, boy. I done heard some stories about her.
No. It was a scheme set up by Todd to come to you.
Hell no.
If you know, you know. It's an iconic clip. But I don't really know Fantasia's relationship with her father and then her husband. This is my first time even outside of her documentary that she played a part in. I don't know anything about her personal life.
Stay in your lane.
That's what I be doing.
That's right.
I don't know. So hopefully everything's okay. If not, then I'm sure she will free herself when the time comes. Aquarius season is upon us. It's almost over. You got a couple more. You got 48 hours, Aquarius.
Aquarius season.
Yeah.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those dependable, logical, and thoughtful Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a big happy birthday to singer, songwriter, actress, author, and TV personality. Happy birthday to Shantae Moore. Sending birthday love to jazz composer Nicole Mitchell. A big happy birthday to singer Ed Sheeran. Sending a birthday shout out to one of the originals of reality TV, Paris Hilton. Happy heavenly birthday to NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown. A major happy birthday to the six-time NBA champion, six-time NBA Finals MVP, and five-time NBA MVP. If we talking sports, he should be on your Mount Rushmore. And if we talking basketball, he should be in your top three, not two or three. Sending a big happy birthday to the legendary Michael Jordan. And a special birthday to my KC cousin. Happy birthday to Cache Sparkman. Happy 20th.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Juan Fu, Eric Brock, and Ronnie Martin. Sending birthday love to Stacy Reynolds, Lila LaCole, and Travis Darden. Happy birthday, Shauna Glover, Nika Wright, and Tracy Taylor. Sending birthday love to Rel Gratz, Miss Elsa V. Vasquez. Plus a big special happy birthday to my brother DJ Cash, a.k.a. Marcus Allen. And a big special happy heavenly birthday to my grandmother who would have turned 97 today. And happy birthday to everybody born on February 17th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Regina.
Hey, Regina.
Regina.
Hey.
What you doing, cousin?
On my way going home.
All right, cousin. What flavor air freshener you got in your car?
I got the Hawaiian Little Tree.
Okay, oh, that's not bad.
Okay,
I
different.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's more of a summertime scent, but I like that right now.
Yeah.
All right, cousin. We got a shot to get you qualified for the Fill Your Fridge contest, which means you could possibly win $500 in groceries to literally fill up that fridge. If you want that, you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Okay, but I got you.
If you had discovered which idea inside of me, I know there was something that we could compare. Well,
come on.
I never meant to cause you no pain.
Uh-huh.
Baby, yeah.
I just want to go back to being the same.
Well, I
only want to make things right.
Be what?
Before you walk out my life.
Hey! Oh, no, baby. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Is this the song where she had them white
yes,
shoes
yes,
on?
Yes, yes. Look at the white shoes. Look at the white shoes.
Oh, Lord. All right, cousin Regina, you did that. You are getting it, your name qualified into the Fill Your Fridge contest, which means you might be able to walk away with $500 in groceries.
Bon appetit.
Are you going to keep them groceries for the whole family, or you ain't going to tell nobody that you got some groceries en route if you get them?
If I win, my family's in. I'm cooking.
Ooh,
so that means we coming too.
I'm just saying, I am a chef.
All right, cousin. I knew you sounded familiar.
Very Jeffing. Cousin
Pete. Hey, right, twice removed. I remember you, cousin. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine. How about we can't complain?
Period.